Hello and welcome to the Torah Simcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlian and we will be continuing our study today of Tehillim, Perek Nun Dalet 54. We encounter yet another Perek that was inspired by the events in David's life. He was in mortal danger from Shaul. And this song reminds us that David was in such danger because he had been betrayed by his own tribe, by Shevet Yehuda. Through his words, we sense his fear for his life, his plea to Hashem to listen to his prayers, and his absolute confidence that Hashem indeed will deal with his enemies in a just way. The introduction to this mizmor brings us to the specific incident that is recorded in Sefer Shmuel Aleph Perek Chaf Gimel 23. It occurred after, if you recall, the Kohanim of Nov were killed by Doeg. Recall that Doeg had reported that the city was harboring the fugitive David, and in retribution, the entire city was put to death. David is on the run once again and hears that the city of Keilah within the tribe of Shevet Yehuda is being attacked by the Plishtim. So David transforms from a man on the run from Shaul to the offensive protector and warrior for Klal Yisrael that he was in order to protect his people from the marauding Plishtim who were destroying the granaries and food sources. After battling the Plishtim, he heard that Shaul was catching up to him and ran to Midbar Zif, also within his own Shevet. The Zifim, the people of Zif, found his hideaway and promptly sent word to Shaul, disclosing his location. So we see that David was betrayed once again. We had learned how he was betrayed by Doeg, by one man, and here he is betrayed by the people of the city. And these people were his own kinsmen, making the incident all the more painful. David was surrounded by Shaul and his army, a mountain separating the two of them. Shaul was a hair's breadth away from him, but he suddenly got word that the Plishtim were attacking in another area, and Shaul was forced to retreat to deal with the latest attack, thus sparing David's life. Keep in mind that Bnei Yisrael are battling external enemies, the very vicious Plishtim who destroyed and killed for the sake of destruction. And while this is going on, there is internal strife. Unfortunately, this sounds familiar, doesn't it? Shaul is wearing himself thin, battling the vicious Plishtim while dealing with David, his latest nemesis. David composes this mizmor about his faith in Hashem during this frightening experience, but he's so pained by the betrayal that he needs music to bring him to a point of Ruach HaKodesh. Pasuk Aleph Lamanatzeach Beniginos Maskil David, to the conductor on the musical instruments that will bring him to a state of Ruach HaKodesh, a song of instruction for David. It was composed, as we said, when his whereabouts were given away by the Zifim. They came to Shaul and said, David is hiding amongst us. These words are identical to the words describing the incident in Sefer Shmuel. Hallo David, mistater imanu. So Pasuk Gimel, Elokim b'shemcha hoshieni u'begvurascha tedineni. David is in mortal danger and cries out to God, Hashem, for the sake of your name, save me. And in your greatness, please bring that salvation because of your sense of justice. Do I deserve to die? Pasuk Dalet Elokim Shematfi Lasi Ha'azina Le'imrefi. Hashem, listen to my prayers. Tune your ear to the words that come from my mouth. The Imrefi are the actual words that exit my mouth. And the Tfilasi is what really is in my heart. Sometimes the words that we say do not reflect everything that is in our hearts. They are words, they are representations only a preview or a hint of what is really going on inside of me, in the depths of my heart, which at times I cannot even articulate. How can I even articulate the pain and the feelings of betrayal that I have experienced, says David, when my own tribe wants to turn me in and harm me? Pasuk hey and hey, kizarim kamu alai va'aritzim bikshu nafshi, lo samu lokim l'negdam sela. For strangers have arisen against me, and ruthless men seek my life. They don't put God in front of them. The enemies, they are my own tribe that turned into zarim, strangers. Kizarim kamu alai. They were my own shevet, yet they acted like strangers. Unfortunately, the self-hating Jew is nothing new. How do we deal with adversaries that come from our own people? When one Jew turns against another, the entire fabric of our society is torn, making us more vulnerable. Like Haman said in Megillas Esther, Yeshno am echad mefuzar mufarad bein ha'amim. There is a nation that is spread out and separate. They are separate from each other due to internal strife, rendering them weaker, weaker from a practical standpoint and weaker spiritually. We have heard the questions and the theories. Did the infighting that has occurred within Israel create a window of opportunity for Hamas to attack a weakened state of Israel? David continues, although I am pained by the betrayal and I am fearful for my life, Hine, Elokim Ozerli, Hashem b'somchei nafshi. I know that Hashem is my aid. He will come to help me. Hine, like he is pointing to something. He's coming to a realization. In the previous pasuk, David HaMelech pointed to the pursuers and said, Lo samu Elokim lenegdam. They don't feel God's presence. But as for me, I am in danger. But Hashem's presence is so clear to me. I can feel that Hashem supports me. Hine, Elokim ozer li. He's right here. Sometimes it is the challenges in our lives when we feel Hashem's presence the most. Pasuk Zion, Yashiv heira l'shoarai ba'amitcha hatzmisim. Hashem will repay the evil to those enemies who are on the lookout for me. Yashiv is a reflexive grammatical construct. The evil that was meant for me should recoil and go back and impact my enemies. Because of your emes, Hashem's sense of justice, destroy them. Pasuk ches b'nedava ez b'chalach, odeshimcha Hashem kitov. Then I will offer a thanksgiving sacrifice and I will thank your name, Hashem, because it is good. And pasuk tes, ki mikol tzara hitzilani uba'ivai ra'asa eini. From every tzara Hashem has rescued me, and I have been able to look at my enemy's downfall with my own eyes. David is stricken with terror, surrounded by enemies, and he is sure that Hashem will help him. This is a perek of Amuna. When we face any danger, this perek is relevant. It can be danger from enemies from without or enemies from within. And the enemies can come from within ourselves. Our Yetzer Hara, our own baggage that we bring into our lives, or Lo Aleinu, the enemy from within. Think of an illness, a virus that is the enemy of our bodies, the cancer Lo Aleinu that turns the body against the person. David is saying, whatever the case, I know that Hashem's world is run with a plan, with MS, and nothing is random. And part of the equation is my calling out to Hashem. Sometimes Hashem says yes, and sometimes he says no, but he answers and hears our prayers. The emunah that David has, or that we should try to emulate, is not that everything will necessarily be wrapped up in a neat bow, but that it's the faith that whatever happens is from God, and Hashem has given me the resources to deal with the challenges that I face. The illness that may or may not heal, the economic situation that may or may not improve, the machlokas that may or may not be resolved. But our perspectives on the situation, whether the situation has changed or not, we have changed. We change as a result of the tefillah, of the prayer that we offer Hashem. We become closer to God and we become more in touch with ourselves. David teaches us to harness the power of tefillah, particularly during trying times. His pain and challenges have been transformed into a gift for us. So it's a personal tefillah on the part of David, but that personal tefillah becomes universal. The Medrash Tehillim tells us, Kol ma she'amar David b'sifro k'negdo u'k'neged kol Yisrael u'k'neged kol ha'itim amru. Everything that David HaMelech said in his book of Tehillim, he said it about himself, but he also had in mind the future. He said it about B'nai Yisrael and whatever time and circumstances we will find ourselves in. Those words are transported to a different time and place for the sake of Klal Yisrael. And we cling to every word that David HaMelech uttered. We know, of course, that God can do anything, but the question is, do we really believe that when we pray, when we daven for a chola, do we really believe that our tefillos make a difference? In a beautiful piece about the power of tefillah, Rabbi Chaim Ari Zev Ginsburg cites the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which recounts two cases where in each case, men with the same dire situation prayed wholeheartedly for a change in their predicament. In both cases, however, only one was saved. In one of the two men was healed from his illness, and the other, one of the two men was saved from hanging. And Rav Meir asks, why in both cases only one was saved? He answers that in both cases, only one of the two davened a tefillah shlema, a full prayer with kavana. So how could it be that one prayed a complete prayer? With both cases, both men were either on their deathbed and or ready to be put to death. Rav Elia Lopian answers that tefillah shlema means that we believe that our tefillos truly bring a change. Only one of the men in each scenario believed this, and therefore only one was saved. And the truth is, we can ask, what happens when our tefillah did not bring about a change? Does it mean that we really did not believe in the power of tefillah? Maybe, maybe not. We are told in the Gemara Brachos that kol ha-ma'arich b'tefilaso ein tefilaso chozeres reikam. Anybody who extends himself in tefillah, who is engaged in a heartfelt tefillah, his prayer, does not return empty. It may not impact the change we were hoping for, but those tefillos are not wasted. The prayers impact us, perhaps for other situations or other people's situations. They serve some purpose, but may not be the purpose that we were hoping for. The key is that tefillah is something that comes from the depths of our hearts. Elokim shema tefillah si ha'azina le'imrefi. Tefillah is coming from our hearts and our neshamos. Imrefi is what is articulated, as we have said. Even if we can't articulate our feelings, our longing, every Jew, whether he says the prescribed words of our organized tefillah or his own words, each tefillah is unique to him. Hashem hears our desperate cries. Rabbi Yitzchak Kiziger illustrates this point with an incredible account. A convoy of Israeli tanks during the Yom Kippur War was suddenly surrounded by Egyptian forces. The soldiers were overcome with intense fear. There seemed to be no way out. A non-religious soldier declared that they call out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we have to pray. But none of them, they were not religious, really knew how to pray. But the soldier that came up with this idea said he would say a pasuk and all should repeat it after him. He began to say, quote unquote, the pasuk. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam shehakol nehiyeh bidvaro. They repeated the words. The bracha usually said on water, which they had no idea that what it was now turned into an intense tefillah. They said it with fervor. They shot the machine guns that were on top of the tank. It hit with precision, and one of the enemy tanks was hit, removing the threat. They said those words again with even more concentration. And once again, they hit their target. And this happened one time after another until they were out of danger. They then asked this fellow soldier, how did you know how to pray? I didn't know you were religious. And he said he has a religious grandfather. And whenever he would visit him, his grandfather would give him a cup of water and had taught him to say the bracha of Shehakol Nehiyeh Bidvaro before drinking. That seemed to be the only tefillah that he knew. This bracha, usually said on water, had transformed into an intense tefillah. It is the cry of the heart, not necessarily only the words that reach heavenward. Elokim Shema Tefilasi Ha'azina Le'imrefi. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmos, Helen Moskovitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'eris HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.